Alert meteorologist Mark Albin. Mark Pena.
Showers coming to an end tonight as a warm front approaches our area, meaning temperatures not really falling too much tonight. Forecast lows by tomorrow morning under clear skies will be in the mid-50s. And then the heat really begins to build with highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's about a 25 to 30 degree jump from where we saw temperatures on Saturday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena in the First Alert Weather Center.
55 in Upper Marlboro, 57 in Woodbridge, 58 degrees in the district.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening, I'm Jenny Glick. Coming up, a man is stabbed to death near Audi Field just before tonight's D.C. United soccer match.
Protests against the war in Gaza continue at George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
One person dead, several others hurt in a pair of overnight shootings in D.C.
A crash in Prince William turns deadly. Police say alcohol may be a factor. I'm Ralph Fox.
Members of Baltimore County's Latino community erect a monument to the workers killed in the Key Bridge collapse. It's 10 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm Christopher Cruz. Hamas has released a video purporting to show two Israeli hostages. The BBC's Racine Hasty.
Hamas has posted a three-minute video showing the first proof of life of two hostages held in Gaza. Guy Siegel and Omri Moran identify themselves and say they're hoping for a deal that would see them and other hostages returned home.
In Tel Aviv, families of the hostages being held by Hamas again demanded the resignation of Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu.
I want elections to be held not in a year or two, but right now, as soon as possible. I want all the hostages back because I can see the government does not want them back.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Saudi Arabia tomorrow to meet with Arab leaders to discuss a possible deal to get the hostages home. Outside the White House Correspondents Association dinner in Washington, hundreds of people demanded the Biden administration stop providing Israel with weapons.
Shame on you! Shame on you!
Protests against the Israeli war in Gaza have spread to London, where marchers demanded a ceasefire. As demonstrations continue on college campuses throughout the country, police are increasingly forcefully ending them. In Boston, police arrested more than 100 pro-Palestinian protesters at Northeastern University.
The university says it called in police because protesters were shouting anti-Semitic slogans like kill the Jews. But student Sarah Barber says it was counter-protesters who shouted that.
There were pro-Israeli protesters that came with Israel flags and they were shouting and they were saying things such as kill the Jews, don't you agree? While the encampment protesters were chanting do not engage and they weren't responding.
Suzanne Sosville for CBS News, Boston.
Tornadoes have been terrorizing parts of the plains, says CBS's Omar Villafranca.
There are tornado warnings in Texas, Kansas, Missouri, and here in Oklahoma. In fact, some storms fired up to the northwest and southwest of us. Those storms are fast moving and they are packed with wind, hail, heavy rain, and several tornadoes.
A deal's been reached that averts a possible strike by as many as 7,000 workers.
Another win for the United Auto Workers in the Right to Work South. The union reached a tentative deal with Daimler Trucks just before the Friday midnight deadline. The four-year agreement includes pay raises of over 25% and the start of profit sharing.
CBS's Mark Strassman. The UN's World Health Organization said today the number of measles cases worldwide nearly doubled from 2022 to 2023. This is CBS News.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Protect your family, your phone, and your furry friends with life, electronic device, and pet health insurance.
10:03, Saturday night, April 27, 2024, 56 degrees, clouds decreasing overnight, lows in the upper 40s and 50s. Good evening, I'm Ian Crawford. Top local story we're following this hour, a man is dead tonight after stabbing outside Audi Field. D.C. police say officers responded about 6:30 this evening. When they arrived, they found a man with several stab wounds. The victim was taken to the hospital, where he later died. Officers say a suspect in that stabbing is in custody. It came about an hour before tonight's D.C. United Major League Soccer match against the Seattle Sounders at Audi Field. The team says it's working with investigators. It did not affect the kickoff of tonight's game. It's 10:04. Students are still camped outside George Washington University tonight as anti-war protesters continue at major universities nationwide. WTOP's Lynn Bowie spent the day on campus.
Students and protesters applaud for the fact that it's been 48 hours since the encampment began. More than a dozen tents are now set up on H Street, which police have blocked off between 20th and 21st Streets. Even more tents remain on University Yard. One student explains why she's here.
Genocide is never okay, no matter who it's happening to. Just voicing that message, really. Standing up for what's right.
In a statement, the university said demonstrators violated several university policies and were trespassing, and several students have been suspended. At George Washington University, Lynn Bowie, WTOP News.
Organizers say at least seven students had been suspended, each facing 9 counts of misconduct. The school has a long history of protesting global conflict. In May of 1970, more than 1,000 students occupied the building now known as the University Student Center, informally renaming it the Kent State Memorial Center to honor Kent State students killed by Ohio National Guard troops during an anti-war protest. D.C. police have their hands full after a pair of overnight shootings, one of them deadly. The first happened around 11:30 last night along Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle after an inside dispute spilled outside. Investigators say at least 6 people were hurt, 5 of them hospitalized, but they are expected to be okay. The 6th victim refused treatment. Police identified the suspect as 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. They also say a weapon was recovered at the scene. Then less than 3 hours later, officers responded to a second shooting at a restaurant on U Street Northwest. One man, 43-year-old Kenneth Goins of Salisbury, Maryland, was shot several times and killed inside the restaurant. Police looking for 2 suspects in that incident. It's 10:06, and after 3 years of offering more upscale items in their neighborhood corner stores, Foxtrot has shut down in D.C. and everywhere else.
All 6 stores in the D.C. area and the rest of the company's stores in Chicago and Dallas shut down Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager of the Georgetown store.
It's still really tough for me to accept that a decision like this could be made that would affect so many people without a fair warning. Yeah, it's really tough.
The store is offering imported wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats were popular around here. The company said in a statement it explored many ways to stay open but couldn't find a viable option. The company has about 1,000 employees across the country. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial for the 6 road workers killed in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge. A group of mourners gathered at the memorial Friday evening to remind the public that even as cleanup efforts proceed on schedule and maritime traffic resumes through the Port of Baltimore, 2 of those victims still remain missing. The workers were immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. They were filling potholes on the bridge early in the morning hours of March 26th when a container ship lost power, crashing into one of the bridge's support columns and bringing the bridge down. Coming up on WTOP in Money News, Taylor Swift is already a music and culture force. Now she's an economic force, too. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
So my husband's eating healthy, I'm gluten-free, our daughter's vegan, and our son loves burgers, and that makes it really hard to choose a place to eat, which is why Silver Diner has become our go-to restaurant. Their flexitarian menu offers something for all of us, and they use fresh, locally sourced ingredients. It's the one place we can all agree on.
Check out Silver Diner and find something for everyone. Silver Diner, much more than a diner.
It's 10:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th, riding along with Brian Alvin in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Andy, and the crash that was on the Severn River Bridge on 50 westbound appears now to be cleared. There's still going to be some volume delays to get through as you're on 50 westbound, probably between Route 2 and the bridge, but traffic at the bridge starting to move, and so it should be about 10, 15 minutes or so before it's all cleared out and 50 westbound starts moving well again. It is still just a single lane in Glen Burnie on 97 southbound, just south of the Baltimore Beltway. That accident has now been moved over to the right side. It appears to be a single left lane that's getting you by, and there's still some emergency response in the left shoulder as well. Elsewhere in Maryland, nothing major to report. BW Parkway moving well in both directions. Same can be said for 95 and 270. It's also a smooth ride on both the inner loop and the outer loop of the Beltway at this time on both the Maryland and the Virginia sides. Nothing to report in the district is DC 295 moving better than it was earlier in the night. Down outside of the Beltway in Virginia, we have just a little bit of a minor delay in the Tysons area on the inner loop. 495 is a disabled truck in the right shoulder was causing a brief backup. Nothing to report on 95 in either direction, and 66 moving well at this time in both directions too. Is it time to upgrade to the safest small SUV? Check out the Hyundai Tucson at Fitzgerald Hyundai with its 5-star crash rating. Go to fitsmall.com for the rock-bottom price on the windshield of every car. I'm Brian Albin, WTOP Traffic.
We're going to be playing with the thermostat a lot this week. Here's the forecast from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
After a cloudy and gloomy Saturday, we got some improvements on the way for your Sunday thanks to an approaching warm front that will arrive tonight, meaning temperatures not really falling too much with forecast lows by tomorrow morning in the mid to even some lower 50s. And then the heat really begins to build by tomorrow afternoon with forecast highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's about a 25 to 30 degree jump in temperatures from Saturday. And it gets even warmer on Monday with sunny skies and forecast highs around 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
57 degrees in Hyattsville, Herndon with 56. It is 58 degrees at Foggy Bottom, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour. Tracy Jonke.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Taylor Swift's new album released a little over a week ago. Became the first to top a billion Spotify streams in a single week. Economists have been keeping an eye on the phenomenon, too. Nobel Prize winner Paul Krugman and Gonzaga University's Ryan Herzog even developed a Swiftie-centered economics curriculum.
Swiftienomics is really just taking everything Taylor has done and creating a Principles of Economics Taylor's edition.
Song says Swift's latest album applies economic principles, including the concept of diminishing marginal utility.
Her songs are starting to lose some airplay. The value you get from listening to one of her hits, you know, Antihero for Summer, is probably dying a little bit, so it's time for a new release.
Gonzaga's Herzog says Swift makes it easy to incorporate her story into classes
and get students more engaged.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Tracy Jonke on WTOP.
Coming up tonight, ABC's Jim Ryan joins us with a new way the government will be warning us about heat starting this summer. It's 1012.
When you ask people here what's the one thing that makes Diamonds Direct their favorite jeweler, for some, it's the unbeatable pricing we get through our direct importer. No middleman connections. The foundation of our business since day one. For others, it's the uncompromising quality. From hand-selected diamonds to handcrafted designer rings. Only the best of the best. Some people put selection at the top of their list, as Diamonds Direct offers up to 30 times the options you expect from a typical jewelry retailer. For some, it's our luxurious showroom with diamond experts who genuinely care about your experience and happiness, and who are empowered to do whatever it takes for you. Others rave about Diamonds Direct's unmatched warranties and guarantees that include free service for life and an extraordinary 110% diamond upgrade promise. But you know the most often answer we get when asking what makes Diamonds Direct stand out? It's not one thing. It's everything. Diamonds Direct. Value, luxury, choices, and confidence. Get directions, hours, and more at DiamondsDirect.com.
It's 10:13.
Give the star in your life the brightest gift in the world. Name a star after them. This is Rocky Moselle with International Star Registry. For $59 and a call to 800-282-3333 or visit starregistry.com, you can name a star for birthdays, weddings, or even memorials. Over 45 years, we have named millions of stars for celebrities and individuals from around the world. The star you name will be recorded in book form in the U.S. Copyright Office. Visit starregistry.com or call 800-282-3333.
Shop our best savings of the season during Spring Fest at Lowe's. Right now, save on Stay Green 1 cubic foot garden soil. Get 5 bags for just $10. And buy 2 select paints and exterior stains and get 1 free via Lowe's gift card rebate. Shop in-store and online today, because Lowe's knows home improvement. Valid through 5/1. Stay Green offer excludes Alaska and Hawaii. Paint offer while supplies last excludes paint and stain samples. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
Coming up, an overnight crash on a busy Montgomery County roadway leaves one person dead. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
I'm Katie from Long Roofing. Your shingles protect your home, but all shingles are not the same. Choose Long Roofing for expert installation, easy financing, the best warranty in the business, and the most superior shingles. We do roof replacement the right way, the long way.
Right now, get 50% off materials, plus no payments and no interest for 2 years.
Visit longroofing.com to get your free estimate today.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
It's 10:15. We are expecting another hot summer this year. And the National Weather Service, along with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, have jointly unveiled a new online heat risk tool that combines meteorological and medical risk factors with a 7-day weather forecast. Under the new coding system, magenta is the worst and deadliest of the 5 heat threat categories. WTOP's Dimitri Sotis talked about it on Skype with ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan.
They've decided to combine forces and to update the heat risk gauge. So you can go on to cdc.org or over onto National Weather Service, nws.org. I believe NOAA also has it, English and in Spanish. And there is a new health risk monitor there. The color coding has been changed to reflect the fact that hot has gotten hotter, essentially. So here's how it works. I put in Montgomery County, Maryland, 20815 into this thing, and your heat risk on Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday of next week, you move up into the yellow range because the heat is creeping up. Beyond that, you get into orange, then red. The top of the chart now, or the really most hazardous heat, is represented by magenta on this new gauge. And if you're up into magenta, I don't know if Chevy Chase will ever be up into magenta, but certainly Texas will be this summer, undoubtedly. That's when you need to really pay attention to your body. Make sure you're staying indoors, keep the air conditioning on, dress in cool clothing if you have to go outside, and for heaven's sake, be hydrated, Dimitri.
They are suggesting that we need to stop thinking of heat as something that if you're older and with diseases or younger, you need to avoid it. It's all of us, really, even those in so-called perfect health.
Well, absolutely. At the little to none risk, everyone should be okay. But once you get up into that orange and red zone, people with health problems, specifically breathing problems, are going to start getting into trouble potentially. And then in the purple zone, if you ever reach that, that's a problem for just about everyone. This new gauging system also takes into account the air quality, but it does take that into account, the pollutants in the air. Combining that with the heat can make those things worse. And that's where we end up with ozone days.
Maybe 20, 30, 40, and 50 years ago, we may not have needed this, but this is the state that our planet is in these days.
Well, yeah. And objective numbers tell us that, in fact, it is getting hotter. Last summer was the hottest on record globally. You know, the reasons for that, that's for politicians and for pundits to figure out and to debate. But the raw numbers say that, indeed, it is getting hotter. So it's something we all need to be thinking about.
ABC News correspondent Jim Ryan, based in North Texas, where it keeps getting hotter and hotter. Quick look at the top stories we're working on tonight at WTOP. Protesters remain camped out at colleges in D.C. and throughout the country, calling for their schools to cut ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. Israel's foreign minister says his country could end the assault on Rafah if Hamas makes a deal to free the hostages it holds. One-time movie mogul Harvey Weinstein remains hospitalized in New York City after being transferred from an upstate jail. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Back to the traffic center we go with Brian Alvin.
Andy, in a new crash to report in Virginia. It's on 95 northbound, right around exit 169 before you get to the Beltway. It appears to be blocking the right side, so just the left side will get you by, and it's starting to cause some backups. headed down towards Newington. So just make sure you're getting over left as you head up 95 northbound towards exit 169. Elsewhere in Maryland, still seeing some volume delays out by the Severn River Bridge, but for the most part, that has been petered out over the past 10 minutes or so after the crash was cleared from the bridge. 97 southbound in Glen Burnie, it appears that that crash has been cleared up, and so some of the volume that had built up in that area just south of the Beltway on 97 south, the Baltimore Beltway, I should say, on 97 south, has started to clear out as well. Inside of the district, DC 295 northbound, some volume on both sides right now of Pennsylvania Avenue. It's unclear if it's related to crash activity or if perhaps some road work is being set up here in the 10 o'clock hour. Elsewhere in the district, DC 295 southbound moving well at this time. In Virginia, also 66 moving well in both directions as well. I'm Brian Albin, WTOP Traffic.
Now your forecast to get you through what's going to be a pretty hot end of the weekend from 7 News First Alert. Meteorologist Mark Pena.
It was a chilly, gloomy, and even wet day across the DMV today, but that's all going to change as an approaching warm front brings a surge of warm air overnight. Temperatures only falling into the mid-50s, and that comes after a day where we saw a high of 60 degrees at Reagan National. Your Sunday will feature lots of sunshine and highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's about a 25 to 30 degree turnaround in temperatures from what we saw today on Saturday. And it gets even warmer heading into Monday with highs around 90 degrees. If we hit 90 on Monday, that'll be the first time this year and about 2 weeks earlier than our average of May 16th. Tuesday brings with it the chance for some afternoon showers and thunderstorms with highs in the mid to upper 80s. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
Lanham, 56 degrees, 56 in Gaithersburg. It's 57 in Arlington. Brought to you by Gutter Helmet. Your home is your number one investment. Protect it from unseen damage with Gutter Helmet, 888-5-HELMET. Coming up on WTOP, investigators are looking for more evidence after a crash earlier this month turns deadly. More news in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie, owner of Metropolitan Bath and Tile, and I want to share a story about our partnership with WTOP. Many years ago, we began advertising with WTOP. The high quality of their audience matched perfectly with our target customer. It turned out to be a very smart move, one I've never regretted. I've seen the success of our partnership, and I can say that WTOP is an excellent advertising option if you need lots of high-quality customers. At Metropolitan Bath & Tile, we take great pride in the beautiful bathrooms we've created over the past 44 years. At WTOP, they take great pride in creating marketing plans for their advertisers that deliver incredible results. So if you're looking to create the bathroom of your dreams, call Metropolitan Bath & Tile. If you need help attracting new customers to your business, reach out to WTOP. Go to WTOP.com and search advertise. Metropolitan Bath & Tile. Bathroom remodeling. It's what we do. It's all we do.
You're listening to WTOP News.
1022. I'm Ian Crawford. Thanks for working us into your Saturday night. One person is dead after an early morning crash in Montgomery County. Around 2:30 this morning, Montgomery County officers saw a Dodge sedan speed through the intersection of Rockville Pike and Rollins Avenue. Officers followed after the speeding sedan and came across a two-vehicle crash involving the Dodge and Honda. The driver of the Honda, a woman, was pronounced dead at the scene. The passenger in the Dodge was injured, taken to an area hospital. The male driver of that Dodge tried to run away from the crash, but was picked up shortly afterward by police. Police still investigating the fatal crash, and they're asking anyone with information to get a hold of them. Additional charges are pending after a crash in Manassas turns fatal. More from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
Police in Prince William County continue to investigate an accident the afternoon of April 15th. This at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads. Authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. At the time, both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with critical injuries. A dog in that car was killed. The passenger, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died Friday. The Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor for the Buick driver. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
It's 10:23, and a University of Virginia transplant surgeon and one of his living donor organ donors are talking about the benefits of organ donation.
WTOP's Dan Ronan with more.
Christopher Rucker of suburban Charlottesville said a friend's recent Facebook post indicating the need for a kidney prompted him to take action. His surgeon, Dr. Sean Peltier of UVA, told reporters the process to become a volunteer, get screened, and go through the surgery only takes a few months, and this humanitarian gesture is often a lifesaver.
Really, in that we have more than 100,000 people on the waiting list. The kidney waiting lists are by far the longest.
In Rucker's case, everything worked perfectly. Kidneys are not the only living organs that can be donated. Sections of a person's lung, liver, pancreas, and intestine are also eligible. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
Having bad credit can cost you more money. WTOP's John Donan with details on a program aimed at boosting credit scores in Prince George's County.
It's called the Credit Builder. It asks residents to agree to deposit $44 every month for a year into a new account with the Prince George's Community Federal Credit Union.
We will report it to the credit bureau just like any other bill or loan that you would have to pay, and that history of on-time payments help boost your credit.
It's open to everyone in the county, but a limited number of people who live in Councilman Ed Burrow's district will also be eligible for a $44 match.
At the end of the year, every dollar the resident puts in, they get back. And every dollar that we put in, they get back.
That can be worth about $4,000 for those residents.
We've seen individuals raise their credit scores by 70 points in this program.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Frank Hanrahan, I understand there were some football doings.
Defensive-minded actions taken by the Commanders today with those late-round selections, including an edge rusher, Javonte Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame in the seventh round. In the fifth round, Commanders taking linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple. Also safety Dominique Hampton out of Washington. Commanders also reportedly signing Notre Dame quarterback Sam Hartman as a free agent. Now, there are some interesting storylines about players getting drafted, like the Bills taking a British rugby player and Travis Clayton in the seventh round. But what really stands out is the Jets drafting Quantez Stiggers in the fifth round from the CFL. He never played college football.
Wow.
Dropped out of school. Huh. His mother said, you should probably try out for one of these minor league football teams. He did.